Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hi, Dave.
Good to meet you, Dave.
Congratulations on the Immortal Man, lads. This is so, so good.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks.
And Killian, your relationship with Stephen, the creator, obviously you guys have somehow ensured that six seasons and a movie have happened, and it's just got richer and denser and better as it's gone on. It's a big feat.
Yes, I mean, like, we'd been chatting about the idea of a film for a long time, like way before there was any possibility of ever doing it, you know, and we've always kind of shot the series with the kind of with cinematic kind of ambition, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about doing series seven, but then the pandemic came along and we couldn't. So then we started properly discussing, you know, making the film and like developed the script over, you know, quite a few years. And we just wanted it to justify its existence, you know, and wanted it to be kind of a present to the fans, really, who made the show what it is. So it was a long time in gestation, really, yeah.
Barry, you must have been watching this show, you know, when it went out, like all the rest of us, and now you get to be Tommy Shelby's even more dangerous son. I mean, you're loving it, I'd say.
I had the haircut for years, so I was kind of prepping for it, do you know what I mean? But no, honestly, I remember reaching out to Shaheen, who casts it, and, you know, asking her at the top of every season, is there anything going? You know that thing, anything going? Like, I wanted to be part of it. And I think once, I don't know for what part, but I was unavailable. So it just, then I texted Killian on Father's Day, just checking in, and happy Father's Day, Killian. And then next of all, he was like, do you want to play my son in Peaky Blinders? And I was like, f***ing right, I do, drop of a hat, you know what I mean?
That's a beautiful circular moment where you get to be his son then.
I know, honestly. Yeah.
I didn't know it was Father's Day.
That's the thing, yeah.
Right.
He's like, first of all, he's like, who's this? And it's Father's Day. But no, honestly, it's such a moment, you know, and I'm very, very grateful for it.
And for both of you, like, you don't, I won't give anything away, but there are just moments in this movie where you're on screen together, it's electric, it's the father-son, it's the masculinity, it's the psychology of everything that's gone on in all your things, and you really explore that between you, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant writing. As it's always been with Steve Knight, excellent writing, and it's really a story about abandonment, really, isn't it? And about somebody living in the shadow of a powerful father figure. And then I think Tommy realizing that he has been a shit father, a shit parent, and that all that stuff is like rattling around in his head as he rattles around in that house, and then he gets kind of reeled back into the world by Duke and by Beckett, and nobody knows who's manipulating who. Like, you never know if Duke is manipulating Tommy, or if Tommy is manipulating Duke, or if there's genuine love, or so. You're always keeping the audience on their toes as to what's actually going on.
Mm-hmm. And there is a scene where you both end up in a mud-filled piggery. You get absolutely filthy. That was either the best crack or the worst crack. Barry, which was it?
What was it for you, Barry?
F***ing hell. That was the force of second day for me. And listen, I wasn't going to start complaining, but I mean, there was moments where they were like, we'll throw cake in on it. I was like, as if that's going to make it better.
You mean the clean mud?
Yeah, the cake at the end. I was like, you know, it was one of those, though, when you do break it down, physical moments of, you know, a father and son, and, you know, when you're fighting with a sibling and you're like, want to, you know, but you don't, and it was sort of that, you know, bringing them together. And it was, again, for me, it was iconic just seeing fucking Killian as Tommy, you know, come towards me. Absolutely. I was genuinely terrified.
Barry, bit of a silly question to finish. What's a better haircut, a Peaky Blinder or a Beetle?
Careful.
Be honest.
Peaky, obviously. I had it for 6 years, didn't I? I'm going to have this for about 8 years. Very, very grateful and excited by it. And again, it's such a powerful fucking movie.
It is. It really is. And congratulations on it to both of you. It's great to see you, lads. And I absolutely loved it. Can't wait for my audience to see it. Thanks for taking the time today.
Nice to see you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.